Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Monday, December 5th, 2022. Hey, just 22 days away from Christmas Day. Wow, how quickly time flies. What happened to Memorial Day? Labor Day? Yeah. Eric the Tech, how is your father? You're back?
He's doing good.
I'm glad to hear that, and thank you, folks, for your prayers for him, and we really appreciate that. I think that really makes a big difference. Okay, a lot of stuff to get into. You know, a lot of things out there are just distractions, and I'm aware, too, okay? Please understand this. People have been sending me email after email after email about the Supreme Court case, Brunson, I believe it is, the Supreme Court case. Okay. And I know that other media people have had Loy Brunson on to talk about this. Okay. And there's a lot of hopium out there. Now look, I don't know. I get frustrated because a law is a law. Yes. Things, and folks, I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about. There is a court filing out there that's going to the Supreme Court, or it's docketed for the Supreme Court. It's called the Brunson case, referred to as a Brunson case, and it's all over social media. It's all over different boards. But understand this, okay? You're not playing by the same set of rules that we used to play by. It's very, very... People will look at that and say, okay, well, this would appear that the Supreme Court is going to have to entertain a motion or entertain a lawsuit filed by this Loy, the other gentleman, his brother, Brunson, Adam Brunson. And the result will be the removal, and the verbiage here is not correct. My verbiage is not correct, but essentially the removal of Biden and Harris and about 300 other people in Congress, about 353 roughly in Congress. And the Supreme Court's got to hear it because they docketed it. Now look, okay. Just because they docketed it doesn't mean they have to hear it. Okay. Please understand that the rules have changed. There are no rules. We're playing in a rigged casino. America is a captured operation. Okay, if this was 1950, maybe even then the casino, the house always won. Okay, so I get it. I see it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you will. But again, the rules have changed. Now, could I be pleasantly surprised? Absolutely. And then we'll have something to talk about. But before then, folks, please, understand that that's if you think for 1 second that you're going to have the U.S. Marshals escorting Biden and Harris out of office and essentially locking out about 300 and some odd lawmakers. I'm not seeing that, even if it's legally proper. All right. So let's get right into a couple of things here that that are making some differences. I want to show, I spent a lot of time. Now, I did a show from my office on Friday, And of course, Steve was with me on Thursday. Thursday and Friday kind of go together. Friday has got some interesting ties to the transhumanist movement. And I want to say a couple of things about this, because I spent a lot of time doing some research on the transhumanist movement, where things appear to be headed in terms of not just artificial intelligence, but the injection. Hopefully you know, the World Health Organization and the UN and all these big places, all these international organizations, including the EU, by the way, they're talking about these digital passports. They're coming whether you want them or not, basically, is what they're saying. Now, again, like our side, okay, they can try to do whatever the heck they want. Will it work? I don't know. Are people signing up essentially for that? Yeah, they are, blindly, because they've got no clue. But this is all connected essentially to the destruction of humanity, the larger picture. And please understand the bigger picture. So when you see cases like the Brunson case, you can put it in the context of what we're seeing in the larger picture. Now, what I said on Friday about the transhumanist movement, Joe Allen did a great job with Steve Bannon. And again, folks, I don't care if you like Steve Bannon, don't like him. Listen to the information. If the information is valid, that's all I really care about. The destruction of humanity in the larger sense. That's what we're looking at. So I was doing some research, and I discussed this a little bit with the Patreons on the Patreon meeting we had last night. And thank you so much for joining me there. It was an interesting time that we spent together. It was quite long, actually. It was well over 4 hours just talking about different things. But it was interesting. So thank you. People coming in and out and such, but nonetheless. Look, the battle that is being waged in the transhumanism realm, one part is in the schools. And again, having Eric gone and having some time to really do some field research, I was absolutely stunned to find out how bad things are in the school systems. Even if you think your school system is good, you better double check. You know, in 2007, for example, let's take not the transhumanism movement, but let's take the trans movement as just one simple part of the transhumanist movement. You know, in 2007, you know how many gender clinics there were in the United States? You want to guess? In other words, to transition from a male to female, female to male? One. Count them, one. Today, there are over 300. And what I found out, and this is typical as opposed to atypical with school districts, especially in states like California and Washington and other just absolutely incredibly insane states, the parental permission to change sexes to provide puberty blockers, which, by the way, if I can interject this, you know, the argument that, hey, we're just pausing puberty until we can figure out, you know, until the subject, the boy or girl, can decide what gender he or she is, despite the God-given appendages or lack thereof, given the puberty blockers are anything but a pause. They are forever. And as a matter of fact, the biggest puberty blocker given is a drug called Lupron. And I must add, this never, ever, ever, ever gained FDA approval. So don't give me any crap about ivermectin. Don't give me any crap about hydroxychloroquine. They are taking young children, children as young as 8 years old, and giving them, young children, giving them Lupron, which at the very least will make them infertile for life. So it is not temporary. It's the drug, by the way, that is used for the chemical castration of sex offenders. And they're doing this without the parents' knowledge. So this is part of the transhumanist agenda. This is one part of the transhumanist agenda. Now, if that doesn't piss you off, I really don't know what would. So what they are doing, the battleground right now in the transhumanist slash culture movement is at the school level. You turn over your children to the school system, I'm telling you right now, you're giving them a carte blanche to do whatever they want to your children or grandchildren. So pay attention to what's going on there, please. But there's really three reasons for what's taking place. You know how everyone seems to want to change genders, and I mean, it seems to have grown exponentially, right? Well, doctors have become life coaches as opposed to medical doctors, and they are at the whim of places like the American Medical Association, the very woke AMA, and other such organizations. By the way, what is gender dysphoria at the root of this? Just talking about this. Gender dysphoria is an actual medical condition that there is medical / mental condition that's valid, but it only affects 0.017% of the population according to all studies. I say that because it is a non-issue. But because of social networking, because of the media, because of the social activists, the reason for this transgenderism is this social contagion. So I want to just kind of put that up front. But the bigger picture, I want you to see the bigger picture. Starcrest, I believe, on Gab.tv did just a good job. I have these clips individually. I was going to put them together and found that they did a wonderful job. I want to play this. I know, folks, you've seen some of this material, but I really want to drive this point home because we have new people coming in all the time, and I want to drive this point home. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bunch of psychopaths. We're dealing with a bunch of people who believe themselves to be small g gods or big g gods in their minds, not ours. We believe that, or they believe that they, in fact, have control over us when, in fact, we, by the numbers, have control over them. They work for us. We don't work for them. They don't control us. I don't know who these unelected mopes believe they are, but we have to stop listening to them. This party of Davos that mirrors the CCP in China, this is our problem. But I'd like you to watch this. This is clip one in the show notes, HagmanReport.com. Watch this. This gives you the broader picture of everything. I know you've seen some of this, most of this, but please share this, if not this entire program, on your social media. And again, the original citation for this video will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And I want to thank them for allowing me to use this. And please follow them on social media. This was very, very well done and explains where we're at. Go ahead and play clip one.
God is dead, according to the World Economic Forum, who have also declared that Jesus is fake news and that WEF leaders have acquired divine powers to rule over humanity. According to the WEF, a new one world religion has arrived, and it unites all of humanity in worshipping at the altar of climate science, techno-communism, and eugenics. If you find it hard to believe Klaus Schwab's WEF would go this far, you clearly haven't been paying attention to developments in recent times. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, has announced that the WEF has been so successful in its plans that it's acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. The blasphemy doesn't stop there. Harari also promises that the WEF will turn humans into gods.
Developing even bigger powers than ever before, we are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
The WEF is also increasingly hostile to Christianity and other major religions. If you read between the lines just a little, it's clear that the WEF is consciously attempting to supplant Jesus.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
According to the WEF, Jesus is fake news. God is dead and you do not have a soul. You are a hackable animal who does not have the capacity for free will. The World Economic Forum has spent decades quietly infiltrating democratically elected governments, penetrating cabinets, and wielding an outsized influence on the world from the corridors of Schwab's Swiss hideout in Davos.
So we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
These tyrants have now become arrogant and sure of their own success. They are no longer hiding in the shadows and pulling puppet strings from behind the curtain. According to Schwab, it is his role to shape the transformation of the world in the current period. And unsurprisingly, he admires the Chinese system of state-controlled authoritarianism.
On the G20, you were there meeting some of the leaders as well. Professor Schwab, what do you make of the result? Finally, they put something as a statement, and it seems quite positive with all the voices included.
I think it's positive. It's already positive through the fact that everybody agreed about the statement, which we haven't had the last years. Now the base has been formed, but we have to go one step further. We have to have a strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries.
With world leaders and cabinets firmly under their control, Western democracy has been decimated. Trudeau's Canada has become a wasteland of authoritarian control. Jacinda Ardern's New Zealand is arguably even more tightly controlled by the Davos technocrats. Why should they respect us and our human and constitutional rights if they see us as hackable animals incapable of free thought? Take a look at Brazil for a glimpse of the future. President Bolsonaro's supporters are protesting what they claim to be a wildly unfair and corrupt election. WEF favourite Lula, who hasn't even taken office yet, has already started enacting Klaus Schwab's playbook, freezing the bank accounts of protesters amid a chilling crackdown on freedom of speech and the right to protest peacefully.
Are you getting it now? So go ahead and send me. Now, again, nothing against the well-meaning individuals who are sending me the Brunson case to be heard in the Supreme Court. Okay, nothing against you. But are you getting it now? Now, it is deer season here in Pennsylvania. What I would like to do In fact, the office will take up a, you know, we'll pass the hat. We'll get each of these morons a deer suit and send them out in the middle of the woods. Okay. That's what I, in my view. Okay. That's what I think we could do. But that aside, okay, understand all of these individuals, have their minions who have infiltrated all aspects of the United States and all Western governments. And we've allowed this for years upon years. Now, one thing, I'm going to move to the next item here. I want to show you tied to the media is social media. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the social contagion that we are experiencing, especially with the transgender agenda, the pronoun garbage that we're seeing, and these mopes who want to control the world. Well, you've got social media, Twitter, for example. Now, Twitter, they will tell you how to think. Okay, so here, and you may say, well, you know, I don't have to listen. And look, I get that. Okay, you're different. You're listening to this show. You're listening to shows like this show. So I fully understand. However, when the government of the United States, I'll go back to the Brunson case. When the government of the United States takes a private corporation and says, look, I don't want you to report on this, I don't want people talking about X, Y, or Z. Okay, we have a problem, a huge problem. And speaking of problems, you know, we just passed the 59th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Let me ask you a question. Okay, there are files. And I don't know how many people know this. President Trump, when he was in office, had a conversation with Judge Napolitano. And the question was, look, there are files still under secrecy. Why don't you release them? And as the conversation reportedly went, was if you saw what I saw, you would not have released them either. So what does that all mean? It means that even today, in the government today, we have a threat to all of us. But again, this is something you cannot talk about necessarily, or even today, Twitter's a hot mess. Okay, it's a big hot mess. But before, under the nose, but not necessarily under the with the attention of Jack Dorsey, but foreigners. Now, look, individuals who are foreign to this country, who are making the decisions of what can and can't be talked about in the public square known as Twitter. This was exposed. If we go to page number one, Matt Taibbi from the Rolling Stone, at one time from the Rolling Stone, journalist, reporter, he had a massive, massive thread on the Twitter files. Now, I don't know how many people have seen this. What was found when Elon Musk went in there and just released everything? Well, the thread is the Twitter files. This was published on December 2nd. And what he wrote, and this is like, I don't know, 30 posts or whatever. Look, I don't know why people do this, okay? You write a flippin' article and link to it and be done with it. But okay. Can you tell I'm just grouchy again. When I'm looking at this, the meat of this starts at about post 7. Okay. Slowly over time, Twitter staff and executive began to find more and more uses for these tools. Tools, in other words, the tools that he's referencing, were for controlling speech, designed to combat the likes of spam and financial fraudsters. Okay, I get that. Okay, just clean it up a little bit. But by the way, Twitter is the biggest purveyor, one of the largest purveyors reportedly, of what? Of child pornography. But anyway, slowly over time, Twitter staff and executives began to find more and more uses for the tools that I just mentioned. Outsiders began petitioning the company to manipulate speech as well. First a little, then more often, then constantly. In his 8th tweet, is by 2020, requests from the connected actors to delete tweets were more routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. This reply would come back as handled, and as you can see it on the screen. What's that? Okay. All right. So you can go through this. Here's the bottom line. Both the right and the left did it. The left did it more than the right. It's not correct. It is not right to have the government come in and say you can't talk about X, Y, or Z. But they did it. Twitter was part of it. And the mainstream media is part of it as well. All right. Now, John Moore is with me. It's been a long time. My schedule has just been upended, and I'm not going to get into that, but I'm glad John is with me. John, the libertyman.com, that's his website. And folks, what I would urge you to do is bookmark the libertyman.com and make sure you listen to his show Monday through Friday. Yeah. Make sure you listen to his show Monday through Friday. And if you go to the libertyman.com, you will see right underneath the picture a link to his show. You can listen to it live, or you can catch the archives. It is necessary show prep for me. The guests he has on are second to none. He talks about everything from self-defense weaponry to the SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus, or more appropriately, the Communist Chinese Party virus or the Wuhan virus. And everything about that. John, how are you, sir?
Dave, good to be with. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's all right. You're forgiven.
I had Dave Hodges on my line. I have a new member of my family here to show off. This is Tuxedo.
Tuxedo, how you doing?
Tuxedo is a little female kitty. She's about 8 or 9 months old.
Look at that.
Let's see if we can get her to look at the camera. She doesn't know where the camera is.
Oh, look at that. She stepped in some paint there too.
She comes when I call her, and she's an outdoor cat. I got a new magnetic bumper sticker for my Triumph, and here it is.
Okay. Windshields are for sissies. If folks, if you haven't seen his new Triumph, go to libertyman.com. Windshields are for sissies. Man, I'll tell you what. I don't like bugs hitting my teeth or my face. And
well, there's a little. What's called a racing windscreen, which is about the size of a loaf of bread.
Yes.
That deflects the wind over the top of your face and your head. So the bugs go over the top of you.
Actually, that's a very, very, very good and very effective piece of equipment on a car. So what you're talking about, that windscreen. Interesting. Interesting as well. Well, congratulations on the new addition to the family. And
well, thank you.
And of course,
I'm going to take her to get her spayed soon. And she's an outdoor kitty, and she kills the mice around here, and that's how she pays her keep.
I'm more of a dog guy. Okay, so we I don't know what happened, but I fostered a we ended up fostering a golden retriever who's they said it was a puppy. Okay, so I said, okay, you know, that's fine. I'm thinking, you know, like the size of a loaf of bread, right?
Right.
No.
Next thing you know.
No. I mean, when he puts his paws on me, you know, when he greets me at the door and he jumps up if I allow him to do that, his paws are on my shoulders and we're looking eye to eye. And he's like, how was your day? And I'm thinking, man, this is no puppy. Anyway, but congratulations on your new
well, thank you, Doug.
So
it's been about 2 months since we got together. Yeah.
I don't know. So you know what? It's like I don't know what to do anymore. So I'll tell you what. You tell me what's on your mind, and I'm going to listen.
Well, what's on my mind is Elon Musk is a game changer. He's releasing thousands, I don't know, it may be tens of thousands, but thousands of documents related to the what will become provable crimes of yes. government officials interacting with the private sector to limit speech and change the outcome of a national election campaign. Of course, the 2020 election campaign, those are crimes, Doug. And this is not just a matter of being nice or access to the public square. This is a matter of crimes that will be proven, both in civil court, I believe, and criminal court as well.
Then let me ask you something. Who's going to prosecute?
Well, that's where the civil courts come in.
Okay.
With the current Department of Justice, I don't see any prosecutions coming from them. I'm kind of thinking out loud here. The current special prosecutor that was appointed by Trump, he may have some jurisdiction there. I'm not sure if he would or not. It may be outside what he can do in terms of his the parameters of what he can look into and what he can prosecute. I'm just not sure. But as far as the federal government is concerned, the Department of Justice, he would be the only hope for the time being until there's a regime change. And a department and a thorough house cleaning at the Department of Justice. In the meantime, that leaves civil prosecution, civil matters, where the plaintiffs, in this case, the plaintiffs would be people like James Woods, for example, candidates who were defeated, Elon Musk himself. In fact, there's been some Twitter exchange between the actor James Woods, who I just found out the same age I am, by the way, 75 years old. Email exchanges between the two gentlemen with Elon offering to help provide funding for James Woods to have a civil lawsuit regarding these matters.
Really?
And becoming a plaintiff himself, Elon Musk becoming a plaintiff. Now, I've worked with one of the largest law firms in the world on a case, Ropes & Gray out of Boston. They have more than 1,000 lawyers in I don't know how many countries, 8 or 10 or 12 countries, maybe more, on a $100 million lawsuit. That's the kind of law firm that Elon Musk will retain. The best of the best. That's who he will get if he does, in fact, jump into this. And they're up to the task of taking on the President of the United States, taking on high-level government officials, taking on Fortune 500 companies. These are massive lawsuits that require teams of lawyers and paralegals and legal secretaries. The paperwork generated is almost beyond belief on something like that. And the time it takes and the money it takes is phenomenal. That's what's going to happen, Doug, is civil lawsuits being filed by Elon Musk and others. With the evidence being presented, what we call in our business, Doug, clear and convincing evidence that these crimes were perpetrated by the Democratic Committee, by Joe Biden's people,
by the DNC,
by the FBI.
You've got the DNC. Precisely. Yeah, you've got the DNC actually calling the shots at Twitter. WTF on that. You also have Vijaya Gadde. Gadde, however you pronounce her name. It's not Smith. It's not Johnson. It's not a white bread name. I don't know. Her first name, I think, whatever, Vijaya. She was the legal counsel for Twitter, lying under oath to Congress. Okay. Where's that at? But also making the decision to tank the Hunter Biden laptop story, which would have been a game changer, as you said. And that showed, illustrated Joe Biden's involvement in Ukraine, in communist China, as it applies today. So this is damn serious. I'll tell you what, and I want heads on pikes. And I'm not sure I'm speaking metaphorically, but go ahead, sir.
Well, this woman with Indian name, is she an Indian national or American born? Is she?
Yes. Yes.
It was a couple of days before I found out it was a woman, because I couldn't tell by the name. These Indian names are kind of confusing to me. But
between the friggin' names and the pronouns, I don't know anymore. Okay, I don't even know what country I'm living in anymore. you throw up this, open the southern border, let it open, and never mind. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it'd be what I know a couple of years ago that somebody backtracked to the point where they found the radio stations were running public service announcements encouraging Guatemalans to come to the United States. Somebody was paying for that.
Yes.
And I don't know.
NGOs. Catholic charities, NGOs, and the people who run them, they need to be put on trial for seditious conspiracy. And not the seditious conspiracy that Liz Cheney's dreaming up in some sort of, lesbionic dungeon, okay, basement that she's got. But that's just my view. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we're off to the races. Until Elon Musk bought Twitter and actually ended most of censorship, there's still people that have lost their accounts under the previous ownership of Twitter that need to be restored. But I believe they're incrementally being restored. President Trump's account has been restored. I don't know if he's made use of it yet or not, but it's there to be used if he chose to. And it gives me hope. It gives me hope that Elon Musk was born in South Africa. I don't know if he's a naturalized American or not. Do you know, Doug?
I don't know. Somebody had, Kanye West or Yee or Yay or Yippie Kaye, whatever. Okay. He's going by now. Said he was half Chinese, half alien or something. I don't know. Seriously, I don't know what he is. But you know, Elon Musk is also the guy behind Tesla. He's also the guy behind Neuralink that wants to connect, your brain to the cloud, basically, or whatever that might be.
Well, actually, what I've read about Neuralink is it will allow people who are paralyzed to possibly walk again. People who are blind to possibly see again. I'm all in favor of that.
100%.
For normal human beings, however, to have these things implanted, no way, Jose.
Right.
It's too dangerous. It's too risky. You know, if you're blind, you'll do what you can to see. If you're paralyzed, you'll do what you can to have use of your arms and legs again. Of course you will.
Yeah.
So I support that for that use, but otherwise, no. Normal, healthy human beings have no business implanting these things in their bodies. None whatsoever.
Folks, you're listening to John Moore, the Liberty Man, the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, with me right now. Him and Tuxedo hanging out. You can listen to his show Monday through Friday. Go to thelibertyman.com. Link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And I would urge everyone to tune in on a daily basis. I listen to his show. I only have so many hours in a day like you. Okay. And I also, his page is full of good news, or when I say good news,
we have a new humor section, and included in the new humor section, and I have to apologize, I don't know the name of the film, but Lloyd Bridges did a film about 30 years ago where his character was President of the United States. And Doug, this could be Biden. This guy is stumbling, bumbling fool. And we got the clips in there in the humor section. It's just funny as can be. It's almost like they were telling the future of a future president, and that, of course, that future president being Joe Biden. And by the way, I need to keep pointing this out. Did you know, Doug, that there's two Joe Bidens? Did you know that?
Oh, do tell.
Okay. Well, my friend Professor McKinney pointed this out, and I finally took him up on that and looked at it myself. One, the real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe.
Okay.
Both Joe Bidens make regular appearances with close-ups. And you don't need to be some kind of forensics expert to tell the difference. Any normal intelligence third grader can see the difference between the real Joe Biden and the fake Joe Biden. And I've got a link on my website, a panel where we show there's two photographs there.
There it is, folks. But by the way, follow us on Brighteon as well as Rumble. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe, whatever you got to do. Just make this go viral. Very good. Very good. Look at that.
Easy as can be. Now, the fake Joe Biden is not going to kindergartens and reading 101. You know, the fake Joe Biden is actually standing up and representing the United States of America in very serious public settings, where he's, for example, on a platform with the president of another country representing the United States of America.
Now, which one of those two are poopy pants?
The real one has a dangling earlobe. The fake one has the attached earlobe.
Okay. The real one's got the attached earlobe. Okay.
No. The real one has the dangling earlobe. The fake one has the attached earlobe.
Long faced dog, or what was that? Never mind. Okay. Yeah. All right. Pony soldier.
I love Tucker Carlson. He's probably got the biggest audience on television. I try to watch him 5 nights a week when I can. Unfortunately, Tucker can only go so far so fast.
Right.
It was more than a year and a half before he went public with the fact that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot is killing people. But he finally did. Finally. Now, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when Tucker's having discussions with his people that put his show together. Well, should we reveal the real Joe Biden and the fake one, or should we hold off? I mean, you know, I'm sitting out here. It's a one-hour drive to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal from where I live. Oh, about 45 minutes, actually, at the speed limit. I'm a very remote area. Now, if I know it, of course, these guys at this level of the private sector, like Tucker Carlson's team that puts his show together every day. It's a lot of work to put together a show like that, by the way, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
Of course they know. Of course they know. Now, there's two parts to this, what they know and what they're allowed to say, because they have to answer to somebody also. And
we're not talking, just to be clear, because there are things, you talk about red cells, red cell reports, red cell teams that, you know, attempt to penetrate the government. So you've got body doubles that are used in different exercises to protect the national security of this country. We're not talking that. We're talking about a deception upon the people by two Joe Bidens, based on your non-forensic but certainly evident ear pattern there, which I look, ears have a certain signature as an investigator. John, you know that. You can actually.
Well, there was a time, and we're looking at about 125 years ago, when the forensic people were looking at ears as a forensic tool instead of fingerprints.
Yes.
They can be so distinctive.
Yes, they can.
Obviously, they didn't go that direction. But no, you don't have to have a magnifying glass. You don't have to have a degree in forensics. You don't have to have any special training to tell the difference between the two Joe Bidens. Now, body doubles have been used by presidents and kings for centuries.
Right.
There's nothing new about that. But typically, the body double does not do things that should be done by the real guy.
Correct.
Making statements, public statements, on a platform, right, you know, 5 feet away from a king or a president or a prime minister on behalf of our country. That's not what the body, if there is a body double, they should be used as camouflage to help protect the real president in public settings.
Correct.
But not to represent the country in that manner.
Right.
So I think this needs to be revealed. We need to promote this far and wide. It may help bring down the Biden regime, hopefully soon, and hopefully it would be bring a quick end to the whole Biden mess. Kamala Harris, of course, is no better. She's a genuine communist. I still believe that Kamala could possibly resign. She'll say for family reasons or health. Hillary would be appointed vice president, and then Joe Biden would resign. I still see that as a strong possibility, especially in the next few months. These presidential campaigns take 2 years now. It used to be 1 year. but now these presidential campaigns take 2 years. If Hillary became president, she would have almost 2 years of the unexpired term, and they could run for two more sessions, terms on her own, making a total of 12 years if she chose to. That's pretty scary, isn't it, Doug?
It is scary, and I've just been watching Newsom. Look, the likability factor of Clinton by the left, by the at least the likability factor of Hillary Clinton has gone down. The likability factor with Harris and Biden, Harris, I said that specific based on what you said. What I've been getting from my DC human contacts is everyone hates Harris. No one likes Harris, and Biden is just
he's an empty suit,
right?
That's
exactly.
All he is. That's a man with his cognitive ability or disability, whatever you want to choose, could not be CEO of a Fortune 500 company, let alone CEO of the United States of America. He simply doesn't have the brain power. And that's no secret. That's no secret at all. The likability of
Wait a second. We do have the, to match that up, to match that photograph up, we do have this. This talk about predictive programming. Here it is. This, John, for your review. Here, go ahead and hit that.
Happy news lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
This,
but Patty's only seen the sight the girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair! Cousins, my medical cousins, all aware.
Cut that. They didn't even do a good job on the ears. One would think that there would be some plastic surgery involved, but okay. But it, that fascinates me, because what's the bottom line intent here, John, in your estimation? Aside from, do you believe that?
Go
ahead.
With the stakes involved. With the power at risk, why couldn't they convince this actor pretending to be the real Joe Biden to undergo rather minor plastic surgery, which, considering all things considered, turning that ear into a passable ear is certainly very doable with modern technology and surgery.
But the fact that they haven't done it.
Well, they obviously didn't do it. They're not going to at this point, but... perhaps they want it to be revealed that there's two Joe Bidens, making it so obvious and so on our face. Maybe that's their goal, is to have it revealed that there's two Joe Bidens, to make it, because it is so blatant and so obvious. It's not. There's nothing subtle about these ears. No. They're so, it's such a massive, hugely, glaringly obvious difference between the two Joe Bidens. Not subtle little things in the hairline, subtle little things in facial features. This is about as glaring as it can get. Maybe that is the goal, is to have it revealed that the man representing us in international conferences, making speeches along with presidents and kings and prime ministers, is not the real Joe Biden. Maybe that's the goal all along, is to have that be what they want, Doug.
Yeah, the real one's wiping tapioca, or Jill's wiping the tapioca off the real one, off the chin of that one, or climbing into bed, God forbid. All right. Wow. I'm glad you brought that up. And folks, go to thelibertyman.com. That's where the images are. And you tell me. Folks, there it is. I mean, plain and simple. And you're right. I have seen that. I've heard about it, but you're the first one that really got into it, and I'm glad you did. And as an investigator, look, I believe 100% that that is I mean, you know, you got to watch too Photoshops and all this crap, but that's in the wild, taken in the wild. Those images were so.
Well, both these men, both the real and the fake Joe Biden, are basically videoed or photographed 7 days a week.
Right.
And it's a rare occasion that one day doesn't go by with one or the other being photographed or videotaped. So, and it's easy. Typically, there's close-ups in these photo ops. They're not shooting from, you know, half a football field away. They're getting close-ups of these men when they speak.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, whatever it might be at the White House and so forth. And so we got some pointers here on the screen of some of the differences between the two. That are the nose and the distance between the nose and the top lip and things like that that are more subtle. But the ears are not subtle at all, not even a little bit.
And I will say this. I'll give the critics out there some latitude with respect to some of the facial features, but ears, they do grow as you age, but they don't change on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. So there you have it.
Right, man. The caption below these photographs, Joe Biden speech in 2012 and Joe Biden speech 2022. And that's a Google search, obviously, a Google image.
Right.
So, yes. It doesn't change a whole lot, but it's an interesting thing.
Well, I think it shows right now the circus in which we live, the Hollywood circus in which we live. And again, my guest, longtime friend and friend of the program and a guy I respect, and that is John Moore, thelibertyman.com. And I'm so glad to have him with me. Go ahead, sir. Continue.
Okay. Before I forget, are we continuing on this first Monday of the month for the foreseeable future?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll talk off air about that, but yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's good. It helps with the planning. Let's see, Doug. Well, the war in Ukraine is taking a back seat to the daily news. It's almost like there is no war in Ukraine in terms of daily news coverage. We had the Zelensky a few weeks ago, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, when that Ukrainian missile, anti-aircraft missile, landed 50 miles inside Poland and killed a couple of people. Zelensky was advocating that we go to war with Russia, we being the United States, go to war with Russia.
Correct.
That's really scary.
Yep.
And so we need to be aware of Zelensky, who he is, what he's doing, what he wants. I believe, was it Raytheon? One of the defense contractors just got a $1 billion contract for anti-aircraft defense system for Ukraine. We're spending more in Ukraine than the entire Russian annual military budget right now. That should tell you something, don't you think, Doug?
Yes. This whole Ukrainian war is a banker. Well, all wars are bankers' wars, but this in particular, Ukraine is... you know, Ukraine was part of Russia initially. Okay. I mean, that's where Russia began, what is now considered modern day Russia, but that's where you, but this, you talk about one of the most corrupt countries and right now the most corrupt leaders. And then you've got the, leaders in DC authorizing billions of dollars to Ukraine. What the hell is wrong with these people, except you know, to continue the war machine to continue. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Ukraine has become the playground for wealthy, corrupt men and women worldwide.
Yep,
and they don't want to lose it. Ukraine became the place where more than 20 biological weapons laboratories were built, all of which are in contradiction. Against international law, by the way. Manufacturing biological weapons is a violation of international law, although the United States has been doing it for decades, Russia has been doing it for decades, but it's still a violation of the law. And whose money paid for the Ukrainian biological weapons labs? Well, it was American money, I'm pretty sure, both public and private sector, most likely.
Yeah.
Before I forget, we have a whistleblower who worked at the Wuhan lab who says, yes, the COVID-19 is in fact a biological weapon released by the Chinese. That's a game changer also, isn't it, Doug?
It is. But again, my statement is, okay, so what? All right. Because this is Fauci money. Fauci to University of Chapel Hill, South Carolina, Peter Daszak, Echo Health Alliance. You've got this chain that you can follow. Rand Paul's on top of this. We're going to have a new Congress in 23. But again, so what? If no one is held to account, including and especially that garden gnome piece of crap Fauci, who cares? Okay, I want his hide. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's the biggest mass murdering son of a bitch in this century, in last century.
Any century. And the mass murder is just beginning. Now, I'm on a first-name basis with a man who was a coroner of my county, Crawford County, for 3 decades. He's also a funeral director. He's no longer our coroner. You know, we've talked about this, and he knows what's going on. And all the funeral, I know another funeral director on a first-name basis, him and his wife, a 40% increase in business of funeral directors nationwide beginning July of last year, July of 2021. This is nationwide, Doug. A 40% increase in funerals nationwide beginning a year and a half ago.
And you know, John, okay, so you've got Fauci up there leaving public service. But he can run, but he can't hide. But the fact of the matter is, you've got this excess mortality, sudden adult death syndrome. What the hell? Do they think that we are stupid? And in some cases, yes, people are stupid. But I'm going to tell you something, okay? Fauci needs to be held to account. And if Rand Paul and company won't do it, then I believe the American people should.
Well, I agree, Doug. Now, there's a panel on my website at libertyman.com. Stu Peters documentary.
Yep.
Died suddenly.
Yep. Now, there's a mistake in that I wanted to tell you about, but there was a chart that was repeated, 0% mistake. But aside from that, the information is accurate.
What was the mistake again?
It was on one of the charts. XY axis chart. It was a 0% thing. I noticed that, and I was trying to get a hold of.
He needs to edit that out because the slightest deviation from the truth will be hammered on mercilessly.
Yes.
By the opposition.
You can actually talk to Dr. J in your area. You know who I'm talking about. He's got the scoop on that. He's the one that alerted me to that, and. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's a game. I've used this term a couple of times, but it applies. The Stu did an excellent job. He didn't give himself much airtime in the video, which would be tempting for somebody doing a documentary like that. He gave himself maybe 3 minutes. But the majority of died suddenly is professional embalmers testifying about what they're pulling out of these people who died.
Yep.
And one of the things about why this is not gained more public attention is these people with these clots, and they aren't normal blood clots. And a lot of doctors figure out their patient has a blood clot, and they use the typical pharmaceutical products to dissolve a blood clot. But of course, they don't work on these clots because they're not blood clots in a traditional medical sense of the word. They're spaghetti-like growths inside the person's bloodstream that are not made from blood, which a blood clot is made from blood, but these are not blood clots in a traditional sense. So consequently, when these people die, the death certificate does not reflect anything about COVID-19 clot shots. So that's helping keeping it quiet. The death certificate will say, died of a heart attack, died of a blood clot, died of a stroke, with no reflection whatsoever that this person received the COVID-19 clot shot that caused this to happen in the first place.
Of course. And folks, if you want more information, and I know you do, please go to thelibertyman.com and make sure you check out every section, every piece of information on his website. John Moore is like the best out there, and I have a lot of respect for that man. I know he's like 100 years my senior. I'm kidding, of course. But the guy's a class act, even with Tuxedo and his new family. So, and his triumph. John, thank you so very much. Got to go.
You're welcome. I look forward to doing this a month from today.
All right, sir. God bless, man. See you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Have a great day.